What's up? Eagles are among us. On a Sunday in July last year, the Hmong Ward in Sacramento, California gathered for a special celebration. Five boys from the Nong Shala Ward, Hmong, Troop 338, and one from Oroville met with friends and family to celebrate their new wings. All six earned their Eagle Awards over the summer. These Scouts Eagle projects were varied and reached into their community. At a local school, volunteers painted volleyball courts, basketball courts, and murals. Others cleaned and refurbished the school's garden areas. At another school, they painted bathrooms and offices. Several of the boys had projects that took on tasks suggested by the city to build benches for the old cemetery. Another project included installing directional signs, clearing trails, and general cleanup for the church's girls' camp facility. These six young men are the latest in a series of 21 to receive the award since Troop 338 was chartered in 1993. Since then, 11 of the Eagle Scouts have gone on to serve full-time missions.
A shining star. I forever am amazed by nature and its beauty, says Marlise Hamrell, Laura Class President from the Salt Ash Branch, Newcastle, Australia stake. One aspect of nature I especially enjoy is the night sky and the glorious stars. Marlise will now get to study those glorious stars more in depth after being awarded one of only 12 stellar astronomy scholarships offered to young women in New South Wales, Australia. It is easy to be grateful for all the blessings I have and realize that I, like the stars, need to let my light shine even though my two sisters and I are the only members at my school. Marlise traveled to Sydney last April, where she was awarded her scholarship by the Governor General of Australia. Marlise adds, I am just so grateful that I have taken heed of our prophet's counsel to gain the best education that we can. It's definitely important to strive in all you do. In other words, we should reach for the stars. Build your lives on a foundation of truth and righteousness. It is the only foundation that will stand the pressures of this life and endure through the eternities. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Priesthood of Aaron, Ensign, November 2010, page 94.
Have you seen this? You use them in Sunday school every week. You refer to them each time you go to seminary. Hopefully, you read from them every day on your own. But have you ever considered how much work went into publishing the standard works? Now there is a new documentary titled That Promised Day, The Coming Forth of the LDS Scriptures, which tells the miraculous stories of the many men and women who helped bring us our current scriptures. You can watch it anytime online at www.biutv.org.
The Church in Brazil. The first church-owned meeting house in South America was dedicated in Joinville in October 1931. A Brazilian mission was created from the South American mission in May 1935. Church teaching materials were translated into Portuguese in 1937, and missionaries began teaching in Portuguese a year later. Missionary efforts continued in the 1950s, and by 1959, membership was about 3,700. Brazil's first stake was organized in 1966. 10 years later, Brazil had 10 stakes, and a temple was announced for Sao Paulo. It was dedicated on October 30, 1978, by President Spencer W. Kimball. On February 2, 1986, Brazil became the third country outside the United States to have 50 stakes. That number doubled to 100 by 1993. In October of 1993, construction began on Brazil's new missionary training center, the church's second largest. And with 23 missions in 1995, Brazil has the largest number of missions outside the United States. Here are a few facts about the church today in Brazil. Membership, 1,102,674. Missions, 27. Wards and branches, 1,885. Family history centers, 310. By the numbers, 23,432,000. Number of gallons of concrete used in the construction of the conference center. My favorite scripture. Alma, chapter 11, verses 22 through 23. This scripture is important to me because it tells me that no matter what I'm offered to deny my faith, I must stand up for what I know and believe in because the righteous yieldeth to no such temptations. Becca S., 17, Wales, United Kingdom. Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. Go to newera.lds.org and click on Submit Your Material. End of the article, What's Up?